There we go. Okay. Blake, is that your brother? What's your name? Huh? Mitch?
Mitch, all right.
Everybody stretch with their hands. Let's pray for Mitch. Father, thank you for Mitch, for the call of God that's on his life. Father God, that you have brought him here with a purpose. And Mitch, I saw a rifle with a scope and crosshairs, and the Lord has you in his sight. God says that you're on track. God is beginning to move some things around in you. He's beginning to really tug on your heart. And you're in the right place. You're on the right track. You're going down the right path. So keep at it, says the Lord. I also see a secret place, a place of intimacy. Almost like so intimate that it's like kind of not manly. But God says, no, it's the place to be. God has called you to be a strong leader. And it's out of that place of intimacy. I see velvet-covered iron, like an iron, those I-beams, that it, people approach you and you're soft to the touch because you're a very soft person, but there's steel inside that when it has to come down, it will come down. It will come down strong. God has called you to walk in great authority, but there's going to be a gentleness about it. And it's all going to be birthed in a place of intimacy. So keep on walking the place God has called you to walk. You're in the right step. You're in the right season. You're in the right path. God has got you in his crosshairs. He's in your sight. You're in his sight. God says it's good. It's the Lord. Yeah.